Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Max Living Podcast. We are your hosts, Dr. Ryan and Ashley Berlin, and we're excited this week. We're talking about what does it mean to be a healthcare leader in your community. That, you know, so often we have patients that come in and they don't see themselves necessarily as a leader, but as they start to learn the things that we teach them and they start to really practice the five essentials and they start to see their own health change, something happens where naturally patients start asking about their changes, asking about what's going on, and they find themselves in a position of leadership or even teaching other people.
So here's one of the beautiful things about being in a Max Living office. And listen, if you're not in a Max Living office and you don't know those beautiful things, just go right now to maxliving.com/locations, find an office near you, get that first appointment, you can get it going. But that aside, if you're a patient, you're in a Max Living office, we, all of us across the country, all these 400 offices have systems of educating our patients so that we can take these years and decades of knowledge and condense it down into really digestible form and to teach you as a patient hands-on exactly how to take charge of your health, how to take control of your life. And just by virtue of being someone who goes to those workshops in your Max Living office, you are now a health leader in your community. It's just what it is. You're taking the time to learn, to educate yourself on this topic of holistic health, and now you are a leader.
Yeah. You ever notice how when somebody loses 10, 15, 20, 30 pounds, like immediately everybody starts asking them like, oh my gosh, you look great. How did you do it?
Right.
Because they think there's going to be some like secret answer.
I think people accept magic.
Yeah. I just asked this to a patient recently. We had two patients in the last month who've lost over 100 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, tell me about the secret. Tell me about how you do it. And they're like, it was, you know, I've just been really disciplined with my diet and exercise. I'm like, right. Really? That stuff actually works. Just diet and exercise.
Just there diet wasn't and like exercise.
A pill, you know.
A lotion you rubbed on.
Yeah, you didn't have to like pull something out of a sea anemone and exactly. You know, take some.
You didn't wake up every day and just say, I will lose weight today. Yeah. And then magically it happened.
Yeah. But what happens in those scenarios though is somebody says, wow, you're doing it. So if you're doing it, I know it's possible, but how did you do it? Because I want some of that. And that right. means you naturally have stepped in this place of leadership, whether you, because the people who do are positioned to teach people who don't or aren't, right?
Right.
And so you don't necessarily have to have all of the knowledge, but you actually gain a lot of the knowledge on the way that you start off in this course, like whether it's working out in the gym or eating properly or starting to really work on any aspect, whether it's even in your business, you know, world or business life. Like you yeah. don't have all the skills when you start, but the process of becoming yes. is actually where it's beautiful. And then the process of becoming, you grow and you stretch and you learn. And then because of what you've gone through, it's your experience, not your knowledge, that actually makes you the leader.
This is like the Velveteen Rabbit. I love it. How do you become real? It's the process. Yeah. It's the process of being loved. Oh my gosh, I love it. Sorry, I don't know why I just went there. But I love it. You know what's really interesting about this? It's the idea.
Wait, little known fact, the Velveteen Rabbit was red at our wedding, just so you guys know. That's how much Ashley loves the Velveteen Rabbit. So that's why she got
it's
excited about that.
Such a beautiful idea, right? And like here's the interesting thing is that when you do it, like when you're someone who has overcome an obstacle in your health, right? Yeah. Whether it's losing weight or, you know, overcoming a heart condition or maybe you're someone, you know, my dad has a beautiful story about being on the brink of death, you know, when he had,
with COVID,
right. And then coming back, and now he was texting us from Florida, right. Saying that he's doing 200 squats and 100 pushups every single day. And that's the goal that he's building up to when he's down in Florida, and he's halfway there, you know, doing it. And so there's something beautiful about this, like, idea of overcoming and sharing it with other people so that there's an empowerment that happens there, that they feel like they can do it too, right?
Yeah, there's more than an empowerment. I would actually say it becomes a responsibility. Like, as a human being, if you are doing something and you're doing it in a way that others aren't, and God has blessed you with opportunity, skills, resources, like, who are you to not share it or to not help people who are looking to you as a leader? Like, you might not even feel like a leader, but they're coming to you saying, hey, you're doing this. I want to do this. Tell me about it, or show me the way, or whatever. Like, who are we to not do that? Like, somebody did that for us. Very rarely does somebody do it on their own. There's usually a guide, right? There's almost always a guide in the story. That, like, you're the hero of the story. You got up and went to the gym 365 days in a row. You changed your nutrition, but usually there was a catalyst, there was a spark, and there was somebody who guided you along that way. And then what happens is you don't become the hero at the end of the story.
Right.
You become the next guide.
Yes.
And that the person that's coming to you, now you're the guide, and they're saying, show me the way, because they want to champion their own story. And so, you know, we see this happen so often in practice. One of my favorite things that happens is a patient will come in and they will have been referred in by somebody.
Yeah.
And they may or may not know them well. It might be somebody from church. It might be somebody they just met that, you know, in passing reached out and said, hey, you know, I saw that you're dealing with X, Y, and Z. You know, you should check out a Max Living office. But what's neat is when they come in, there is the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon, you know, like, everybody in the movie business is attached to Kevin Bacon within 7 movies.
Right.
There's the 7 degrees of a referred patient.
Yes.
And so there's frequently somebody who referred them in, but I can go, hey, Mike, I know Jeff from work referred you in, but Jeff was referred in by his neighbor, you know, Sue, and Sue's son was a patient of ours, and he was having chronic headaches, and their friend, you know, the Flood family referred in them.
Right,
and then
right.
And then you just go all the way back, and it's like, and by the way, that person who started all this 7 patients ago, he's sitting right next to you right now. So not only has he changed your life and is probably going to change your kids and your family's lives, but there have been at least 7 other offshoots of that, if not more, probably, you know, many branches to that tree. And that person who just thought they referred in one person doesn't realize that they actually had the effect on 20 people getting their lives changed. And that's where you, like BJ Palmer said, you never know how far reaching something you may think, say, or do today might affect the lives of millions tomorrow, because every decision we make starts this cascade of events that otherwise wouldn't have happened.
Right.
And so you think you're referring in one person, but those people get excited. They start telling their friends and family, and then those people get excited. They get referred, and they start telling. And so your one referral might have led to changing 30 or 40 people's lives who you may not ever meet.
Right.
Which is that's where it's really powerful. And we get to see the behind the scenes of that. And sometimes patients don't even realize that. And that's the biggest thing. I think if they really understood culturally what was happening when they referred someone in or changed somebody's lives or stepped out, that they would probably be more apt to do it.
Right. Right. Which is why it's easy. You know, I mean, what a gift. It's so easy for me in almost every conversation I have to find a way back to chiropractic, to find a way back to someone's health, to find a way back to really educating and teaching and talking about. I mean, heck, I've been at school pickup line before and heard a mom's group, one group over from me, talking about, you know, a kid who couldn't have a bowel movement. Yeah. And I popped my way in there because
that story is actually in my doctor's report.
Yes. And I just couldn't take it anymore. Yeah. I just couldn't listen to a mom talk about a child who couldn't poop and all of the medical interventions and all of the hospital trips and all of the medication and all of the angst and all of the really trauma that goes along with you know, that situation that had gone on for so long.
Well, you think
without popping in there and saying, hey, yeah, there's a different way.
There's a solution. Way. There's right. a different way. I mean, think about it. It's like when people first become Christians, like they can't shut up about Jesus, right?
Right.
Or CrossFit. Like if you're a CrossFitter yes. and you feel you get into the community, it's like you want everyone right. to know about it because you're like, this changed my life and right. this community is amazing or this whatever. Like that happens with essential oils for crying out right, loud. You right. know what I mean?
You vegans talk about it all the time too. They yeah. get excited. Like,
yeah.
There's people that like, they latch on to something that's really a beautiful thing in their life and they get excited about
it. They get excited because they know that it's life changing. And right. so with chiropractic, it's really hard when you're walking around and you know, like here, let's look at the stats, right? The average American's on 2+ medications, the Oof. Average American adult, the average American child is on a medication for a chronic condition, meaning they may never get off of it.
Oh my gosh.
That we're about 6% of the world's population. We consume way over half of the world's drugs.
Oh my gosh.
The stat used to be upwards of 60, even close to 70%. We spend $3 trillion a year on healthcare. And really, it doesn't make us any healthier because we have right. more heart disease, more diabetes, more cancer, more everything. And the one category that in the United States, we fail in every category. We literally get an F in every category of health when you measure them. Compared to 48 countries in the world, we rank 48th almost every time for the last 2 decades.
Right.
And the only category that we actually are really good at is we can keep you alive and miserable in a poor state of health longer than almost anybody.
Oh my gosh.
Like we can keep you miserable for decades.
Right. And who wants to sign up for that?
Right. Nobody. So when you know that that's the status quo, and then you know you have something different.
Right.
It's really hard to walk around and not share it with everybody.
Right.
Because you know it could be life-changing. And I think sometimes what, you know, patients come in, like it changes their lives. I can think of a patient of mine, Reed, and his wife. And they're like so excited about chiropractic. It's taken them years to even get their kids to like their kids thought they're crazy
right.
because they've right, lived. Right. It's funny how like somebody can live 50 years of life and then experience like a dramatic change and a new truth and something they never knew. And they want to bestow it on their children right. who are in their mid 20s.
Right.
And these 25-year-olds are like, you guys are nuts. You know, you don't know anything. It's like they've lived 25 more years than you have.
Right.
And
right.
they're trying to warn you.
Right.
And they're trying to tell you like we're experiencing something better than we've ever had.
Right.
And yet, you know, it takes 2, 3, 4 years before their kids actually start to listen to them.
Right.
And those are years lost. And I think that, you know, I ask parents all the time, if you knew you could do something right now today.
Right.
That would change the life of your child dramatically for the rest of their entire life. I'm not talking about that would get rid of a few symptoms in the moment.
Right, right.
I'm talking about if your kid's constipated chronically and we get them adjusted, yes, they might start having bowel movements. But number two, they might not have a colonoscopy right. 20 years from now.
Right, 100%.
They might not have part of their colon removed or transected, you know, in 30 years. They might yep. not have colon cancer in yes. 25 years. They might not have a lifetime battle with diverticulitis or yes. ulcerative colitis and be put on, you know, these crazy immune suppressing drugs.
Yep.
So if you knew that you could do something now that would change the outcome of your child's health for the rest of your life, would you do that? Would you want to do that? Well, that's simple. Let's get their spine checked and start getting them adjusted.
Yes, it's a resounding yes.
And then the same thing, like if that's your neighbor, if that's your family member, and they're, it's weird that we have these patients sometimes that they'll come in and they can tell the story and like tons of people come in.
Right, right.
And then I got other people that frequently will say to me, Dr. Ryan, I've been trying to tell everybody and, you know, like, they just don't want to hear it. And it's like, what do you, honestly, you and I have never talked about this.
Right.
What do you think is happening there?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think that there's this idea of like, and this is kind of how we open the show. And there's an immediate story that comes to my mind. And this is a funny one because having known myself my whole life, I understand where I was at mentally before I met you, that I was very, you know, like we were not, I wouldn't say we're crazily in the medical model and we weren't super holistic. We were just kind of in the middle. Like, yeah. you know, like we did some things that were pretty healthy and then we were pretty conservative with medical care, but still, you know, engaged in that system. And so, you know, I got to a place in my life where I remember I was pregnant with my first child. I was certain that I was going to go to the hospital and give birth. And then I got to a place in that pregnancy where I was like, nope, I'm turning the ship around. I'm having a home birth. Yeah. Right. And I found a midwife.
38 weeks in.
But who's counting? Yeah. Found a midwife, met with the midwife, got really comfortable, had a birth plan. Luckily was extremely late with my due date, yeah, and gave birth at home. Right. And I remember going back to, I owned a CrossFit gym at that point, and my head coach, I remember going back to the gym with the new baby with the head coach. And she was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you had this baby at home. And I was like, I know, me either. And she was like, well, if you can do it, really anybody can do it. And I was like, yes. And it wasn't insulting to me at all. It was really one of those things where it was like, yes, you. And I'm not saying that anyone who tries to talk anybody else into chiropractic care or explain chiropractic care to somebody else isn't living chiropractic care, but there's this real thing that's like, there's a genuineness to it when you're walking the walk, when you're talking the talk, when that is really intrinsically who you are, there's a magnetism to you that, I mean, we talk about all the time.
It's the old saying, right? Not to be poetic, but like that your actions speak louder than your words.
Absolutely. I mean, we talk to our pastor all the time and we're like, what if we had a church where there wasn't cancer prayer requests, where you walked in and you were like, who are all these superheroes? Yeah. Like, who are all these people that are so fit and so vibrant and so alive and aren't, you know, succumbing to seasonal depressive disorder, you know, like seasonal affective disorder where they're sad every winter. And like, who are these vibrant, energetic, life-giving, like people that have so much energy that you walk in and you're energized just by being within 10 feet of them.
To it.
Yes, there's a magnetism to it. And so there's something that's inside of you when you're tapped in to your innate, when you're tapped in to, and listen, if you don't know what that means, if you don't know what being tapped into innate means, go back a few episodes where we did an episode on innate intelligence and we explained exactly what that power is inside of you.
Yeah, this isn't woo-woo or voodoo. This is we're just talking about your body being intelligently created.
Yes.
And when we say tapped in, we mean living in such a way that you're living in alignment with that.
When you're living in alignment with it, yes, that there's this thing that when you pop out of bed in the morning and your alarm goes off, or when your eyes wake up, you just swing your feet over and you hit your ground on the floor and you start going.
Yeah. So, all right. So this is great. So how do you change somebody else's life? Number one, you just start telling your personal story.
Right.
That, you know, if you've seen a healing, You start listening, and it's not hard. I promise you, I can't go to the grocery store without hearing somebody, like, literally, it just happens in the checkout line. A husband and wife will be talking. It's like, oh yeah, I got to go pick up that antibiotic for so and so's ear infection. You just turn, and you know, I do it frequently. Turn and just say, hey, do you want to know a better solution? And they're like looking at you, like, what? Who are you? And I'm like, I used to have chronic ear infections when I was a kid. And I was on antibiotics all the time. And then you just tell your story, right?
Yes.
Or tell a story of somebody that you've known and you've seen that change with.
Right.
You know, if it wasn't my story, I would say, you know, hey, I go to this chiropractor. It's amazing. The kids go in there all the time and they're constantly getting off antibiotics and not having ear infections.
Yes.
Hey, have you guys ever tried chiropractic? And they just look at you like, they're either going to say no, but thank you. Or they're going to say, tell me more about this.
Right.
Right. And chances are, like, no parent, like, if you're a parent right now and you're listening, like, how many parents really want to give their kids more drugs, more antibiotics?
No.
You know, so if there was a solution to that, would you want to know what it was? Yeah, absolutely. You'd want to know what it is. And there are people out there like that want to know. So number one is just telling your story and being vulnerable.
Right.
And number two is then a call to action step. You know, so often patients are like, I need some of your cards. I'm going to give somebody a card. It's super passive.
Right.
Like, here's my chiropractor's card. And they may or may not call, but, you know, one of the things you can do is say, can I have them call you? Can I have them reach out to you? And you know, can I have them, you know, help you? Or inviting them to your community dinner, or inviting them to, you know, a next event in our office.
Right.
Hey, my chiropractor, I know he helps kids all the time with ear infections or headaches or whatever. Is it okay if I grab your number and just have their team reach out to you? They are all about reaching out and reaching the unreached and reaching people. And so, you know, like, how do we help this person? Because, you know, so often there's this, what do they call it? The the law of diminishing intent.
Yes.
What the old saying, right? So basically the law of diminishing intent is encompassed in the idea of like the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Mm-hmm. Like our intentions don't matter.
Right.
Our intentions aren't unless you take action on them.
Right.
So most people will have good intentions. They set off every January to change, you know, their health, or they might have the intention of like, I'm going to invite 4 or 5 people to community dinner and let's go change some lives. But then community dinner is next Tuesday and they forgot to ask some people over the last few weeks and now it's crunch time, you know? So it's really constantly taking massive action. And one of the things that our patients, if you're a patient in our office and you have experienced healing under our care, then we really think that you have a responsibility to become a warrior patient,
yes,
to go out there and join the mission and go change other people's lives.
Right.
Because like, your life's been changed.
Right.
Sure. You know, your insurance paid for it, or you paid for it, or you showed up, or you committed to doing whatever.
Right.
But the reality is, if it wasn't for the message, if it wasn't for the principal, if it wasn't for a chiropractor and maybe even a patient who referred you in stepping in the gap, then you wouldn't be where you are. So it's time for you to go and do that for somebody else.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's about co-missioning, that we're on mission together and co-missioning to go save other people's lives.
Yes. Yes.
They need you. Your chiropractor's team needs you.
Right.
Because we couldn't possibly handle, if every patient who needed chiropractic came in, we couldn't handle it right now.
Right.
So we need people that can help us to go find the ones who really absolutely are struggling. And then what we need to do is we need more of your kids, more of your friends' kids becoming chiropractors.
Yes.
Like we need to change the world through chiropractic. And so if your kids are like thinking about this, happens all the time. I'm like, you have a junior in high school. What are they thinking about doing? Well, they're thinking about maybe going into PT or nursing. I'm like, why? Like, no offense to PTs and nurses, but why wouldn't they want to be a chiropractor? Like,
right.
Chiropractic is such a cool thing. And this show isn't meant to be turning people into chiropractors, but it is about changing the world.
Right.
And if your kids, if you're a patient in Dr. Cameron Maynard's office or Dr. Jake Shoupy's office or Dr. Nick Wilson's office, these are really cool people that I'm blessed to be friends with a lot of them. They're dynamic, they're interesting, they're successful, and they're out there changing people's lives. And so like if you have children and they're looking for what to do when they grow up, get them in a Max Living office. That's what happened to me.
That's exactly
what happened to you. My chiropractor changed my life. And then I got to know him and realize like, how he loves showing up to work every day. He was passionate about what he did. I'm literally getting tears in my eyes as I talk about this because he changed my life through my health, but then he really changed my life by teaching me a principle and pointing me in the direction of becoming a chiropractor. And it's been one of the biggest blessings in my life that I've ever had is being able to do something and work in such a way that I feel like I'm on purpose. And like, look, I don't mind volunteering my time to the church, but I'm on mission in my office every single day. I just prayed with a patient yesterday, suffering depression, anxiety, can't find any answers, is excited that chiropractic care might be an answer. But really, there was also like spiritually, there was something going on that you could tell there's brokenness and there's, you know, challenges and maybe some torment. So we literally prayed together yesterday during her initial exam. I've never met this person.
Oh my gosh.
And so again, I mean, we serve, and when we say we serve, like we do this for work and we do this for business, but we actually do this also because we have a servant's heart and we want to reach people. We want our patients to have that same servant's heart. Why? Because the world's just a better place when we're there. The
Absolutely.
World's just a better place when we're in that state of mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 1,000%. And listen, I wish that growing up, I would have had somebody who would have reached out to me and said, hey, chiropractic care can help. Do you understand? I always thought it was neck pain and back pain. I always thought you had to be injured to go into a chiropractor, right? And so if that would have been such a gift in my life, if someone would have said it, and there's people in your circle right now who are waiting for an invitation, who want to be invited, who want to step into something, who want to change their health. They want to change their lives. They want to be a part of something bigger, and they're waiting for the invitation. And there is no better time than now.
Absolutely.
To step out and communicate that into your circle.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, if you're listening to us and you're like, what in the world are they talking about? You stumbled across this podcast, and show, and you're not in a max living office, and you're not a patient in our office here in Westchester, Ohio, or you know what I mean? Like, then it's time to go back a few episodes and listen and really start understanding health from a different perspective.
Right.
That your body is made to heal and to thrive, and God doesn't make junk that we aren't destined for, you know, the disease and misery like the American Medical Association would have you believe, that you're on this downward spiral, you know, right, from the time you're born. But like, God's creation is awesome, and you're designed to be healthy and thrive and heal and enjoy life and enjoy it without tons of pain and without lots of dysfunction and disease. But that's only possible when you work with the way your body was designed and created. And so chiropractic and working with your nervous system and getting your body in its optimum state of function and healing, that's what it's all about, removing the interference. So if this is new to you, then you need to check out, go to maxliving.com, check out what our offices do, and check out a Max Living office near you.
Right.
Like, go to maxliving.com/locations and find the office nearest you. Find out what events are coming up, attend some of the events, and start learning.
Build your resume as a health leader in your community, right? And the only way that you can do that is if you show up. So show up, get up, go call one of those offices, maxliving.com/locations, find the location near you, make a phone call, ask them when their next event is. They will be thrilled to give you that information. Show up, start showing up on a regular basis. I know our office does events every 6 to 8 weeks, a new topic, a new genre of your health. There's so many rabbit holes to dive down into. And as a health authority, as a health leader in your town, go to those. Go to every single one of them this year. Check off that box. Elevate your knowledge, elevate that experience, and be able to help those people in your town when they have those questions, your family members, your loved ones, those that are arm's length from you, and help them. And you're going to gain that knowledge. You're going to be able to help more people. And you're really going to establish that authority that you have as a leader in your health.
That's awesome. Thank you guys for joining us. Just an awesome show this week and talking about the changes that people see and reaching out and helping other people. If this really spoke to you, just share it with somebody. That might be the easiest way, is share it with somebody who doesn't know, and continue listening and continue joining us every single week. This has been the Max Living Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. For more health tips and tricks, be sure to follow us on our social media @MaxLivingOfficial on Instagram and @MaxLiving on Facebook.